The federal opposition has defended its decision to support the Greens' motion disallowing temporary protection visas. Labor's immigration spokesman Richard Marles has been speaking to Louise Yaxley in Canberra.
Temporary protection visas are bad policy, and they're particularly bad policy in circumstances where we now have in place the PNG arrangement. The PNG arrangement is the one piece of policy which is stopping boats coming from Indonesia, and it's doing that because it's effectively taken Australia off the table. TPVs have the potential to put Australia back on the table and act as a magnet for people to come here by boat. So rather than being a disincentive, they have the potential to be an encouragement for more people to get on a boat.
Now, Mr. Morrison says that they would be used for those who came before the PNG arrangement was put in place, though they're up to 30,000 people.
Well, that's at odds with the stated rationale for TPVs in the explanatory memorandum of the regulation that the government put in place, when they said that its principal reason was to act as a deterrent for people getting coming to Australia by boat. Now, if you are applying it to people who are already here, people who arrived before the 19th of July, before the implementation of the PNG arrangement, well, then it acts as neither an encouragement nor a disincentive because it applies to people who came in different circumstances. If the government is not intending to issue a TPV to a person who is yet to arrive in Australia, well, then TPVs cannot act as an incentive or a disincentive. The reality is that from the time that the PNG arrangement has been put in place, the whole policy of TPVs became redundant.
Is there any form of temporary visa that Labor would support?
We have concerns about TPVs as a policy. TPVs actually didn't work as a deterrent during the Howard years. The statistics show that when TPVs were introduced in the Howard years, it in fact saw more people coming by boat, and indeed more women and children coming by boat as they sought to achieve some form of family reunification, because that was not allowed. So we do have concerns about it. And of course, for those people who are already in Australia, what it does is cause considerable stress and anxiety to those people who are unable to create any permanency within their lives. And there's nothing good about having a large group of people in Australia who are getting the protection of the country, who have been found to be genuine refugees, but in a halfway house way. There is nothing good about having those people in the country, because ultimately the entire community has to deal with the stress and anxiety that they are experiencing.
But isn't the PNG solution that Labor came up with that the coalition's kept, which sends people offshore and doesn't provide them with a permanent solution, have the same impact?
It's actually not true in terms of it not providing a permanent solution. People who are found to be genuine refugees will be resettled and offered permanent protection by Papua New Guinea. But what the PNG arrangement did was take Australia off the table, and that is what has made the difference. The last thing we want to do through TPVs is to put Australia back on the table.
Now, how much political damage will this do to Labor, given that it ties the ALP to the Greens?
We're not operating in terms of our decision on the basis of whether we vote with the Greens or against the Greens. We're simply assessing the merits of this issue.
The opposition immigration spokesman Richard Marles speaking to our reporter Louise Yaxley in Canberra.